But I think that's when we started spawning a lot more genres of music, or at least the titled genres, right? Because now you can break all of those different categories down. But they didn't really do that until maybe late 90s. They were just all pop. They were just all rock. They were all just rap or hip hop. And now everything is kind of categorized out a little bit more. It was even worse in the 60s and 70s. I mean, there was really no category at all. You had Motown or you had non-Motown. That's essentially what you had, like in the 60s and 70s.
Well, in the 70s, it was weird because when you listened to top 40 radio, you could hear something like, I don't know, you could hear, I'm trying to think of a decent rock. Well, you could hear Three Dog Night.
Right.
But then you could also hear C.W. McCall, Convoy.
Yes. So,
I mean, it was all over the map.
So like every 20 years or so, we go through this weird period of music is what you're telling me. We're due is what I'm figuring out. Yeah. No, but that was the time period, too, where you had your Janis Joplins of the world, you had your Doors of the world, and then, you still had Bobby V on the radio, too.
Right.
I mean, it was very, there's been some weird periods in music.
Yeah, there was serious rock, and then there was bubblegum.
Right, yes.
Bubblegum was a big thing for a while. I mean, not only did you had the Osmond Brothers, but you also had 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they just went all in on the bubblegum. They just called themselves essentially what they were. So, no, I mean, you know, and then you had other stuff, too, like R.B. Greaves, Take a Letter Maria. Didn't really fit anything. It was just Ichiku Park by Small Faces. They didn't really fit anywhere either. Yeah. So it was a very strange time. Plus, then you had to bring in, we were just coming off of the time of Woodstock. So that was also a strange time period where you still had your hippie children running around and it was wavy gravies. Oh yeah. It was a weird time period. I think we're due for another weird time period of music. Speaking of music, today is World FM Day. Now facilities management or facility management is what we're talking about. I wish we could say we were talking about FM radio. Although I think, you know, considering that's what we do, that's what we're going to call it, because facilities management is just way boring. It's just too boring.
So lame.
So we're going to call it FM as in FM radio day, because I feel like we can make up our own thing as we go here. It's World Stationery Day today as well, if you're still one of those weird people who likes to write a letter or something like that. It's also, let's see, do we have any good food ones on here? Oh, here we go. Oh, how could I have almost forgotten this one? It's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, people.
Nice.
Actually, it's just National Chocolate Chip Day, but we all know the best way to eat a chocolate chip isn't a warm cookie. So I suggest that everybody run out and get yourself a chocolate chip cookie or two. Unless you're my husband, who we all know does not like a cold chocolate chip. He'll only eat them warm because then they're gushy.
Gotta be warm and gooey, right?
Yes, that's right. Which they are the best. But who's going to say no to an actual chocolate chip cookie besides Corey Hartman? I mean, this is the same guy who loves an oatmeal cookie over a chocolate chip cookie any day.
What?
He really does. I mean, he really, truly does. He loves oatmeal cookies so much, and he dislikes a cold chocolate chip so much that if given the option, he's going to go with the oatmeal cookie over the cold chocolate chip cookie.
That's saying something.
I know.
That's quite a testament.
Old beyond his years is what it is. The other day he looked at me and he's like, you should make Graham's raspberry swirl cookies at some point. I said, you mean the ones that are made with straight lard? No, we're probably not doing that anytime soon. Like the ones where you got to roll out all the dough by hand and there's so much lard in them and stuff. I was like, no, we're probably not doing the raspberry pinwheel cookies anytime soon. Thank you, though, for that.
Dude needs something that he can munch on while he's watching Murder, She Wrote. And Diagnosis Murder.
You can only eat so many Werther's before it gets to be too much for you in one day. Too many snacks.
Does he have a shawl that he uses when he
should? He should. Sometimes, no. Sometimes I feel so bad because he is so awesome. But he's
We shouldn't say anything. He just fixed the computer system a couple of days ago.
He is really awesome, but you can tell he was raised by his grandparents. You can really tell this sometimes because sometimes when he gets cold, you mentioned the shawl. He'll take the blanket, like I have blankets on the back of the chair. It's just like the over the lap, kind of protect you from aspy glitter. You know, if you get a little chill, he'll actually take that and he'll wrap it around his shoulders every now and then. I'm like, why don't you just cover up with it? Like, what are we doing? Oh,
it's his binky.
It is his binky. It's his binky. Here's the thing, people. Be jealous because you know what's going to happen as soon as my kids are gone. This is going to be us in a nutshell on Fridays and Saturday nights. He's going to have the dog on his lap. He's going to have his shawl wrapped around his shoulders. He's going to have his snacky pack. He's going to have his Werther's. And we're going to be watching old episodes of Match Game 20 of 64. We're going to be watching Password from, you know, the Alan Ludden days with Betty White still on it. And that's going to be my life.
But that's perfect domesticity there, Maddie.
I guess. He likes what he likes, and you can't fault a guy for that. Yeah. Unless it's chocolate chip, oatmeal over chocolate chip cookies because the chocolate chips got cold.
He's the hardest working man in show business, so he deserves it.
He does. I like to pick on him, though, because I'm like, when did you get so old? Like, when did you actually get old? So I like to pick on him a little bit. But then he has equal material because the other day I don't like my new progressives, so I just refuse to wear them. So I have like one pair of my old glasses still lingering around. And so the other day I was trying to read. So what did I do? Instead of going to get the progressives, I did the old lady trick where you put them on top of your head so that you can see the fine print down at the bottom. And he looked at me and he's like, don't you dare say a word about whatever game show I'm about to watch. And I was like, fair game. It's fair game. It's always fair game in our house. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Mostly sunny today with a high near 72. Partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy overnight tonight, down to 47. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance for some scattered showers, maybe some thunderstorms with a high near 70. Right now, it is 49.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts, plus camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Television lover, baby, cool.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday with us. We always appreciate it. I'm Maddie Jones, enjoying a gorgeous weather day, lots of sun and 72. Here's John Mellencamp.
As you brush your shoes, you stand before your mirror, and you comb your hair, grab your coat and hat,
and you walk.
Calling.
90s, and more.
Tainted love. 99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
Flashback.
It's 99.7 Max FM tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. Make sure you join Tony Lorino for Throwback Nation Radio and a chance to win concert or cash. You can see Janet Jackson live, or you can choose $500 in cash. Your choice, but you have to be listening to Throwback Nation Radio in order to qualify and win. Here's Maroon 5.
I was so high, I did not recognize the fire burning in her eyes. The chaos that controlled my mind. Goodbye, she got on a plane, never to return again, but always in my heart. Oh, this love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. Her heart is breaking in front of me, and I have no choice, cause I won't say goodbye anymore. Try my best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, so hard to keep her satisfied. Breaking in front of me.
Do you believe in love? There's Huey Lewis in the news. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, if you're a high school senior on your path to a four-year college, some of the worst news that you can get is a college rejection letter. Actually, you should probably scratch that altogether. The worst news is getting accepted and then having it retracted. Georgia State University mistakenly sent out about 1,500 welcome emails for the upcoming school year. Now, technically, this was not an official acceptance letter, but the kids who got these emails definitely got the impression that it was. The school realized the error and then they sent out retractions. The follow-up notices explained the error and told the students that they are still being considered. Apparently, the admissions process was incomplete and those welcome emails were just sent out a bit prematurely, you think? Naturally, a lot of students were upset. One mom says that her daughter wouldn't even talk about it. She wouldn't come out of her room all day and she was just very disappointed. Georgia State University says that they will now be triple checking their process to make sure that this never happens again. And if it does, I guess they can get into quadruple checking their entire process. It's amazing how in 2024, these errors still happen and disappoint college students each and every year. This isn't the first time we've heard of this kind of thing, and Georgia State is definitely not alone. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like it's going to be beautiful with lots of sunshine today. Then maybe a chance for some rain and some thunderstorms tomorrow. We're going to tell you about that in just a moment. Right now, though, your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market is back every Wednesday and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 12:30. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be on the square of Oak Street selling their items. The best way to stay up to date on all of the offerings is by going to the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like, and they'll post out the night before who'll be in attendance for the next day's market. Again, that's every Wednesday and Saturday, 8 a.m. until 12:30, from now until October. Reedsburg and Stock Prairie will both be having their official community-wide garage sales this weekend, starting Thursday the 16th, running through Saturday the 18th. For the Reedsburg sales, pick up a directory at the Chamber of Commerce. Stock Prairie has a PDF of all of the listings, and they also have a link for Google Maps. You can go to stockprairie.com to find all the details there. And the Reedsburg Library will be also hosting its book sale that's going to get started on Thursday the 16th, running all the way through Sunday the 19th. Sales include community donations of hardcover, paperback books, DVDs, VHS tapes, audiobooks, and magazines. Funds raised will be used for new items for the library's collection and programming for all ages. Again, this is happening at the Reedsburg Public Library. They've got their book sale starting Thursday, running through Sunday.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great wine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. RAMCHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 72 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high tomorrow near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54. 99.7.
Yeah, it's 99.7 Max FM. Save yourself a whole lot of money and shop local just by going to MaxFMBigDeals.com. You know you're halfway through another work week, thinking of the weekend. Those instant deals right there on your phone looking really great. 50% off in some cases. Things for you, things for the home, delicious food, some adult beverages, as well as a little entertainment. New stuff being added all the time. So definitely check it out. Do a little online shopping. MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Yeah. turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
This is how we do
like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my
This is how we do it. There is Montel Jordan, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is time to kick off another 50-minute music hour. We're talking great music to get you through your workday and closer to the weekend, because here we are sitting halfway through another work week. Our sights are set at this point. Pat Benatar on the way, along with Genesis, Van Halen as well. We get things started next with Soft Cell, and of course, Finn, who is in to take you through your midday right here on 99.7 Max FM.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors, Gorilla Glue. Of course. It's incredibly strong and 100% waterproof and bonds, well, virtually everything. While you're at it, look for Gorilla Tape, a heavy-duty double-thick duct tape, and Gorilla Super Glue, great for all your quick fixes and repairs. There's also Gorilla Epoxy, Gorilla Wood Glue, Gorilla Construction Adhesive. Of course. You get it. If you can break it, Gorilla can fix it. For the toughest jobs on planet Earth. Max FM.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share.
Now I'm gonna pack my things and go.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.